I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So Jalil, thank you so much for accepting this interview. You will fight Cedric Doumbé in you'll fight Cedric Doumbé in a couple of weeks. So first of all, could you please present yourself for the French audience?
Yeah, my name is Jalil Willis, you know, the realist. You know what I mean? My resume kind of speaks for itself. You know what I mean? I show up, I take tough fights. I do what I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean? I ain't perfect, but I get the job done, you know?
When did Bellator contact you for this fight exactly?
And they basically kind of let me know that, you know, kind of stay ready because it might be a chance that you could be an alternate, you know what I mean? You know, with some just in case something was to happen or some shit like that. And I was like, all right, I'll stay ready, stay trained. And, you know, so, you know, I forgot when, but been about a month, something like that, somewhere around there. And they all let me know, you know, to kind of stay ready. So I've been being on that. And then got word that,
Derek Anderson.
I hope he pulled through with a speedy recovery. Got where that man had had pulled out, shit like that. So I was like, well, shit, damn, you know, good thing that I was playing, because I knew, you know, they knew it was a chance of, you know, being right there. So I'm just glad I stayed, you know, right there focused, didn't get to like, maybe they will, maybe they won't call me type shit. You know what I mean? I just kept rolling, you know.
And what did you know about Cedric Doumbé before the fight? Before you had the opportunity to fight him, what did you know of him?
Man, he a cocky motherfucker. That's what I knew. He's super cocky. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm like, God, dude, man, super, super cocky. Like, that's all I knew about him, man. Super cocky, dude. And I was like, bro, whatever with all that, man. So what I know about him.
And do you like people like that? People that are cocky, that are using trash talking?
No, man. You know, like, I just feel like that's somebody that's trying to make up for something else. But, you know, I mean, to each his own, man. Do what you got to do to convince yourself to get out to the cage and fight. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, all I say, man, you come with it with me, bro. You know what I mean? So, all that trash talking. Hey, I tell you right now, all that trash talking, man, gets you fucked off with me, bro, for real.
But are you prepared for his trash talking? I mean, did you have any of mental preparation or something like that?
Nah, man. My mental preparation's out here. I'm in preparation out here. Man, I'm from Memphis, bro. My God, man, I'm from Memphis, bro. My mental preparation's out there on Beale Street listening to them niggas fucking come at me with that. That's my mental preparation. Bro, I ain't got shit on that.
And do you like fighting in front of an audience that will be against you, basically, because there will be like 20,000 French people screaming, against you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you know, I feed off of that, you know what I mean? Because it's been like that. And so, man, bro, I've been in martial arts since 2002, you know what I mean? And shit, me coming up, we weren't coming up as the fan favorites. We weren't coming up, you know, as always. You know, the ones who everybody wants to see. I always had to be somebody like, you know, my fucking people against me. You know what I mean? Bro, I got people in my own hood against me, you know? Like, so what is going to do me going over the 20,000 people that don't even speak my language? You know what I mean? Motherfucker screaming some shit. Like, bro, that's all for the bird and the winds, you know? It's like, man, I done fought in COVID fights. I done fucking performed and fucking, you know, high fucking battle tested crowds, you know what I mean? It's nothing new. It's like what they need to be focused on is that y'all are hyping up a fucking baby in MMA. You get what I'm saying? Y'all are hyping up a baby in MMA. This dude is still figuring out his MMA legs. You know what I'm saying? Understand his kickboxing, all those accolades, but this MMA, homie, you know? So I'm saying, like, you know, I'm thinking, like, you know what I mean? Like, when James Toney came in and tried to fight Randy Couture, that what that was, right? James Toney, Randy Couture. Everybody was saying, yeah, James Toney, one shot, boom, he gone. None of that, man, because it was MMA. You know what I mean? It's an MMA fight. Same thing, those, by same reason, those motherfucking influencers, boxers trying to get MMA fighters to come over there to boxing, man. I ain't trying to come over to MMA because I'm like, bro, that shit hard. It's fucking hard. You can't just jump in MMA. You don't play MMA. You can't just go, yo, I dominated over here. Now I'm fit to jump over here and dominate over here. No, you fit to get exposed, man.
And what did you make of his last performance of Cedric Doumbé?
Man, I made a, he got tired, man. He got tired and he was trying to figure the shit out. He knew. He stepped forward. Bro had something for him, you know what I mean? So he's trying to get there and wait for homie to come in, maybe make a little mistake. But bro was disciplined. Bro stood in the ground like, you know, like fucks up. And then it shows like homie putting it together. You know what I mean? He's still putting it together. So like that's all I seen right there. I was like, I know people saying who caught a splinter and this, that. You ain't never seen a splinter that kept a motherfucker from walking, especially when you got money on the line. You know what I mean? Like, so what I see somebody that's like, bro, I'm still trying to figure this MMA shit out, man.
And what makes you think that you the man that will be able to beat him?
Man, bro, because my whole life, bro, I've always been the guy that show up and humble motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, people always trying to hit me up on some shit of like, you know, this, that, and other. Mine, bro.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm going to be straight with you. I was put on this earth for greatness. You know what I mean? That's my name fucking means, you know, Jaleel. It's like, I was put on this earth for greatness. And I was put on this earth also to do great things and to compete until this heart don't go no more. Everything that you see coming with me, I'm bringing it all over the pairs, bro. He could have to figure out how to take out a dude that almost had his job taken away from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, at one point, man, I thought I'd probably never fight in MMA again because I'm like, motherfuckers don't even want to see me fight and shit because of my style is boring. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that, man. It shouldn't even be that. It should be the fuck up. The man go out there, the man go out there and fight, the man go out there and win, the man go out there and do his thing. That's what it should be about. But I'm like, man, folks didn't monopolize this shit, turned this shit into a fan favorite show, turned this shit into something like, motherfuckers, like, just because a nigga can jump around and dance and holler, like, he's supposed to be the greatest. Like, I'm the man to take him out. Like, there's plenty of men in this world that can take him out. That's what I'm saying. I'm just the one I'm just the first person they get to expose. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it ain't even about that, man. There's plenty of men that I'm just the first person that can get inside here and expose him. That's what it is.
And do you think that it will be your striking, your grappling? What will that be exactly?
I'm a sub his ass because he don't know nothing about that. You know what I mean? I'm a sub his ass straight up because he don't know nothing about that. Straight up. Simple.
And this position of underdog because the odds are out, do you embrace this position?
Man, bro. I embrace the fact that I'm over there in that my backyard and I get to fucking ruin that party and tear Paris the fuck down afterwards, man. I get to tear Paris the fuck down. Yeah, that's what embraced me, man. Hey, but everybody with those odds coming out, I bet you we gonna be partying like a motherfucker we're gonna be partying like crazy. It's gonna be some French fans partying with me. You know what I'm saying? Watch that crowd pop when that fucking sub hit. Watch it.
And you're part of the very famous Killcliff gym. Do you think that's an advantage to basically train every single day with killers, with the elite of the elite of the fighters?
Exactly, man. 100%, man. Like, the best of the best, the elite of the elite, the strongest of the strong-minded people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a true brotherhood, a true competitive nature. I fucking love it, man. I love my life. I love my team. I love everything about it. And even my homies back in Memphis, man, like, bro, it's like dogs. Danny Barlow, you know what I'm saying? Angelo Leachman, man, you can act you, like dogs, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I got more than an advantage, man. To have Killcliff and Memphis, it's like, bro, just don't know what's gonna fucking hit him, man. It's like, he really fucked up by accepting this fight.
And we've seen a lot of upsets in MMA. Do you consider this one the, let's say, the biggest challenge of your life or the biggest fight of your life so far?
No, not even. It's not the biggest fight of my life, not the biggest challenge of my life. I didn't put people on their back. I didn't put Glory Kickboxers on their back before. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just, all this is just another time where I get to go and show that my job needs to stay where it is. That's all I'm doing. I'm going out there and showing that, like, yo, y'all signed me for a reason. Y'all fucking called me for a reason. Y'all know what I do. So that's what I'm doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here to fucking show this, man. Like, cause, bro, here's the thing. I'm the underdog, right? But when it come down to real MMA followers, people who really know what's up, I ain't no underdog. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what's up. It's like casual MMA fans, I'm an underdog. Casual MMA fans know about as much as iSpice know. You know what I'm saying? Like, so with them, yeah, I expect them to have me as an underdog. You know what I mean? Get online, get your Twitter fingers rolling. Keep that underdog position. You know what I'm saying? Because, homie, motherfuckers about to be riding big in Paris. You know what I'm saying?
And so my very last question, Jalil, what is your official prediction for this fight?
Man, straight up. I can go in out there, putting his mind on his ass in the first round, watching his ass fucking light up, and then me fucking passing that guard, hitting his back, blop, blop, dot, dot. Get up, see this flexing pattern.
Nate Diaz style. Nathan Diaz style.
Yeah, my guy. Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
Right. All right. Well, best of luck for this fight. We'll be there. Friends will be watching. And yeah, I hope I'll be able to see you there. When do you plan to arrive in Paris?
Man, I'm probably going to get in Paris, man. Probably about around 10th or something like that. You know what I mean? So I can, you know, get adjusted, get the training, you know what I mean, get some sleep, catch up on that thing, you know, then get to sightsee. I want to see the loot, you know what I mean? I know I want to do.
Okay. It will be a 3-round fight or a 5-round?
A 3-round fight, as far as I know, you know what I mean?
Okay,
but, I mean, but who knows, man? Cedric keep calling and changing every goddamn thing, so might turn out to be a fucking 5.5-round fight if Cedric fucking call again. You know, like, one minute we fighting at 170, something go wrong with him, and now we fighting at 75. Like, so.
Oh, so it's at 7. Oh, it's at 75 now.
Yeah, it's at 75. It's at 75 something. I'm like, brother, I already got broken in this camp. Bro, can't even make the weight. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Y'all,
like, bro, can't even make the weight. You know, already got broken in camp. You know, so I'm like.
And right, when did you get the news about the change of weight for this fight?
Bro, like yesterday morning. No, not yesterday morning. Day before yesterday.
Okay.
Day
whoa.
Before yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, hit me up. Hit me. That's what I told the mind. That's what I said, man. I said, bro. I let the mind know. I said, bro, y'all, this man already trying to find ways to alter the fight, to do this, do that, to cater to him. I'm like, bro. Whatever, man. You know, I mean, both of us up there in age, both of us 32. You know what I mean? So do what you got to do, man. Hey, look, you know, as long as you show up ready to fight and I can fucking walk out with my purse, and fucking walk out my fucking chance to fight in a $1 million junk, you know what I mean? The PFL junk, you know what I'm saying? Bruh, hey, you, hey, whatever, man. 75, 76, I feel you, bro.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Et voilà, c'est la fin de votre épisode du podcast La Sueur. Si ça vous a plu, n'hésitez pas à nous mettre les 5 étoiles sur Apple Podcast ou sur Spotify. Vous pouvez aussi nous laisser un petit commentaire, ça nous aidera beaucoup. Et si vous voulez aller plus loin avec nous, vous tapez La Sueur sur toutes les plateformes ou sur les réseaux sociaux, vous nous trouverez. Et là, vous nous écoutez très certainement en audio. On est aussi en vidéo sur YouTube, mais également sur Snapchat. Là encore, vous tapez La Sueur et on sera là. Merci de votre fidélité et à très vite pour de nouvelles aventures.